Petersburg High School's concert band playing at the festival. The school also brought a jazz band and the concert choir to Ketchikan. At the festival, students share their music and get feedback on their performances from three experienced judges or adjudicators brought in from the lower 48.
Do you play in tune? Do you play accurate rhythms?
That's music teacher Matt Lenhard.
Do you keep a steady beat? Do you blend well? And after that, also, do you make good music? Is it fun to listen to you?
The answer in Petersburg's case was yes. The three groups got superior ratings from the judges. And those judges were hearing a lot of music. Over 700 students attended the festival. Senior Hannah Funt was part of the jazz band, concert choir, and an ensemble of four singers. She says she learned a lot by watching other students get critiqued.
I love that because it really helps, especially if they're going before you. And so it really helps, like, oh, what are they looking for? Or what is, like, an easy fix that he's telling, like, everyone to do, you know, just to, like, make your sound better or something. And one thing one of the adjudicators kept saying was, like, just make sure you're relaxed and, like, you don't ever, like, wobble your head. And, like, it's really important just to stay super loose. And so before our ensemble, we were all like, oh, just wiggling our heads and getting all relaxed. And so.
Here is Petersburg's concert choir performing at the festival. Hannah Funt also plays the upright bass. She started on the guitar when she was little and switched to the bass when she entered high school. Another senior who sang and played music at the festival is Kelly Engel.
It was kind of sad because it was my last time.
Engel sings in the choir and plays the trumpet in the concert and jazz bands. She's been to the music festival four times now.
You definitely have a different perspective as a senior than you do as a freshman. I think as you progress as a musician, you start paying attention to different things, like more technical things during the concerts. I had a lot more fun, I think, this year because I know more about music.
As for why she plays the trumpet instead of something else, Engel says she knew in the sixth grade.
I remember debating between the flute and the trumpet. And the flute, I just couldn't get a good sound on. And the trumpet, I could, so I just chose that. And I knew someone that had one I could borrow, and it just worked out. And I fell in love with it, and it's been a big part of my high school career for sure.
This is Engel playing a solo in the jazz band at Music Fest this year. To get more specific about why musicians choose certain instruments can be difficult, says teacher Matt Lenhard.
It's a pretty abstract thing to define, you know, the matching of an instrument with a player, because it's so personal. What a musician chooses is it's just a good fit, and they know they can make good music with it.
But one thing is certain. Growing musicians is something Petersburg does well. Most of the high school student body is involved in the music program. Some of them were recognized by their peers at the festival through outstanding musician awards. Students voted for Kaylee Eddy for the flute in the concert band. Hannah Funt was awarded in choir, and Jeremy Randrup for playing the drums in the jazz band. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.